Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. Couple minute riff on IT and IT security. For those of you playing Where in the World is Wolfgang, you can try and figure out my location by the background. But the controls that we need to meet can be met with a myriad of different technologies, right? So let's suppose you have to do full disk encryption for whatever reason. Maybe it's PCI, maybe it's medical data, full disk encryption. And if you're smart, you've scoped that zone very tightly and hopefully scoped it such that all that equipment is in the data center, right? Not necessarily notebooks or desktops or things that are moving throughout the environment. Hopefully very tightly scoped. Let's say it's in the data center. How can we meet that? Well, we can do like software encryption. We can do something like, you know, BitLocker, which is quick and easy and down and dirty, but it's slow and things go wrong, not easy to recover, as well as you have boot up concerns because you have to key in the thing, right? If it's a server and you don't have anyone keying in the key, that could be a problem. You could do hardware level encryption, which would work if you've got one particular server that you want to do hardware encryption on, or if you got storage array. So back in the day, I used to run Dell Compound Gear, and we had a dedicated pool with specific drives that we could then enact encryption on. And that's a good way to do it in terms of speed and efficiency, but it can be costly. It's a good way to do it in terms of booting up the environment, but it can be costly. So you're balancing those things out. Another way you can do it is with something like HP Tala, right? Or one of the voltage line of products, where when the device boots up, the controller card on it with the HP Compacts, use like ILO, go out and talk, fetch the key, and then use that key to decrypt the volume that is attached by the SAN. So the SAN storage itself is not encrypted, and you're not using something like BitLocker, which is full software. You got a blend of hardware and software, plus the key management is now and a centralized device. Lower cost, more complexity, a lot more complexity than just having the SAN do it. So as you begin to look at all these different options, the question always becomes, what's the right option and how do I decide that right option? Part of it is knowing where your accelerators are, right? Is my accelerator that I got extra people? Is my accelerator that I got some extra budget? Is my accelerator that I've got a great relationship with the SAN vendor? Is my accelerator that the HP team is fantastic and they're doing other things for me with ArcSight and other different tools? Find out what your accelerator is. And then the opposite is identify the bottleneck. Money, vendor relations, staff, culture and compliance, right? Maybe you have a culture within the IT team that doesn't want to put on agents or doesn't want to do specific hardware, right? Those types of things. Do the grid. Here's my options. Here's my accelerators. Here's my bottlenecks. And use that to do a weighted decision and make the right decision. Sometimes it's worth spending extra money. Sometimes it's worth absorbing extra complexity. It all depends on where your particular organization is and what that positions you to do next. So making smart decisions about these things entails identifying those areas, putting them on a grid, and weighing the pros and the cons. As we do with everything else, there's always trade-offs. And my trade-off now is to turn off this video and enjoy this fantastic weather. So have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.